I think Henry just joined.
Don Gallagher is here. I just joined.
Okay.
So we have four.
Do you have Henry?
I'm here.
Yeah, Henry joined.
Okay, welcome everybody. I'm presiding today in place of Brent, who is unable to make this meeting. So we'll call to order here. Welcome you all. Hope everybody is healthy, staying safe. Taking precautions as they are required. We don't have an address from the public, so we'll skip over that. Approval of minutes. Do I hear a motion that the minutes from the April meeting be approved?
Did you have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'm asking for an approval motion.
I move that we approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, Don is the one I heard the loudest, okay? So Rayanna moves, Don seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Treasurer's report. Rayanna, you need to speak to anything on it?
No, we're in good shape. Brent and I did go to the Finance Committee of the County Court, of the Commission, and we were the only ones there other than the Sheriff's Office. The rest of them were going to Zoom. Brent talked to them and told them we were not asking for any more money. And then I thanked them for all their work that they had done with us and helping us to get the building and for supporting us, and that we couldn't do it without our two government. So I didn't feel like they were against us. They let us go first.
They did.
Well,
let us hope that's a good sign.
I might just say, Rheta, you and Brent did a wonderful job presenting things, and that you can rest assured that the library has a bunch of friends on that on the commission. So we
thank you.
Appreciate all
thank you, John. Well, they, you all have been friends to us, and that's why I had to say what I wanted to say. You have been.
Thank you.
All right, is there a motion to approve Rayetta's treasurer's report as it's written? Mary moves, second?
I second it.
Okay, who are you?
Ron.
Ron.
Ron, okay, I've had four, okay. So Mary moves, Ron seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It passes. Okay, Regional Librarian's report, Betty Jo.
Hi, everyone. I'm just going to keep this short. We have been working remotely with two staff coming in, so an alternating schedule, so that the office remains open. And we've been told that we're going to continue this way until further notice. So that could mean 2 weeks, 1 week, or a month. We don't know. So, just like you, everyone is just up in the air, and it's been very unsettling for everyone. And so, I just wish you the very best of luck in making the best decisions that you can make for your situation, because everybody's going through this.
Well, thank you. And that directive comes from the state that you are to do that at the regional office?
Correct.
Okay, good. Well, of course, we know Tennessee is still increasing cases. There was a big spike in Nashville yesterday. I think our worst is ahead of us. So thanks for your support. We will get in touch when we need you, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. Old business. Phase two reopening. Leah, please address that.
Yeah, I sent everybody a copy of the phase two part of the reopening suggestion, and now I can't find it. That's kind of where I am, but here we go. there are several decisions that need to be made. Having read this, I need to know from you guys when you would like to begin, if you know when you would like to begin.
What does the staff feel about a begin date?
I don't think they're concerned one way or the other. Some of my people have read this over, and it's sort of an interim thing. So I think they're willing to try it when you want us to try it. They have been working, this is the second week that we've been working, trying to get everybody back up to the hours that they were budgeted for. And that's working. So everybody's pulling really hard. I'm very proud of everybody. Things are getting done.
Another question. How long is it going to take you to get those bookshelves that have come in put together?
Well, we can continue to work on that during phase two because the book stacks are closed. So I don't know how long it will take us to get those put together. We're going to have to, Mr. Brumelow, our dear volunteer, said he would help, and we may get other help, and then we'll be able to put them in. I have no idea how long it will take.
Well, the reason I ask that is it just seems like to me they're going to have some cleaning duties that they normally wouldn't have. And I thought that might pull them away from getting those bookcases built.
Hard to tell. I know we clean at the end of our car-side service right now.
I have a question. Will the stacks be open during phase two?
The stacks be open during phase two? No.
Okay.
Fencing, if you visualize the fence going from the corner of the computer room over to the circulation desk.
Okay.
So you're not going to get at the circulation desk.
Okay.
But we will page everything the patrons want. That's what most libraries seem to be doing.
Well, the question then, I guess, is do you want to try to set a target date for moving beyond the phase we are in now, or do you want to just wait and see how things unfold? Rita, want to speak to that?
If you could give me, I'm a numbers person too, so if, you know, if the cases started down by X percent, maybe that would be the criteria, and when that happens, then we can move to phase two. This is all new ground for me too, so.
Well, do you need some sort of motion or approval or something from the board?
I'd be more comfortable with the board taking the lead on this because the one thing I'm going to do is any volunteers we get on the shelving, I'm going to have them sign a very short two-sentence waiver, not making the library liable for any illness caused while they're here.
Well, does anybody want to make a motion to the effect that we allow staff to recommend that it's time to move on, given what their new responsibilities will be on top of their existing responsibilities? That seems logical. I'm open to hearing about it.
I'll make a motion that we continue the second phase once the staff feel comfortable with a time to reopen.
Okay, thank you, Don. Don is so moved. Who would like to second? Any seconds?
I'll second
it. Every second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carries unanimously. So, Rita, with that having been done, you, of course, you are knowing what the vibes are here, you're knowing the way your staff feels, and all of any of us to be a sounding board or quasi advice giver. That's okay with you.
That works for me as long as I have to get it behind me.
Yes, you do.
You're
okay. All right, new business. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't put it on here, but the funding possibility needs to be discussed too. It should be. Okay. Your recommendation is go find free.
My recommendation at this point is going find free. Things are so complicated right now for so many people that I think we be greatly lauded for going find free. I think we can handle it. At this point, we're saving money on the light bill. The light bill for this month was only $599. It's usually twice that. Also, we're saving a little money in places.
You're talking about going find free temporarily while or forever?
Permanently. This is the trend. The material that's sent out by the county where you both applied to it. When I first heard of it, when my home library in Montana did it, I was mad or not. I'm not anymore. They say that they get more donations from people who maybe owe 20 cents. You look at them and say, no charge for their 20 cents, and they drop a dollar in donation box. So most places are finding their donations are up higher than what they would have collected for clients. I know there are people out there who still mention Find Free Tuesday, which we got rid of a number of years ago now.
Okay, any discussion? What do you people think of that?
I wondered, I noticed that looking at the libraries that have done away with it, in Rutherford County, their big libraries have not done away with fines. Just Betty Jo, what's the deal there?
They do collect an awful lot of revenue from their overdue fines, and administration has not brought this up for discussion to their board. It's just not been on their radar.
Well, I mean, you know, they're bigger than we are, and they got a lot of money, and I noticed they're still taking fines, so
right.
Just wondered.
And they also send out a credit agency to collect overdue fines and lost materials.
That's so, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's a PR nightmare, and you don't get enough out of that.
Right.
But what about
I have to say, the libraries that did go fine free truly do get more money donations in lieu of the fines.
Anybody else have a question or a thought to this effect?
What if we tried this till the end of the year, the end of the calendar year, and see how that's going? Revisit it in January. Just do away with the fines until the end of the year and see how things are going.
So would you speak to that as coming? Can you go out there and then draw it back easily, or what are people's experiences?
It makes me think of something from when I was in high school. I had a teacher that I thought was really mean the first few days of school, and then I began to love him by the end of the year. And I said, how come you were so mean at first? He said, you can always get nicer, but you can never get meaner.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And
we've got the perfect.
I'm wondering here is if we do it, people are going to be really mad if we take it away.
But I'm saying we've got the perfect excuse because people are hurting right now. And so we could say we're going to do it till the end of the year just to help people get back on their feet.
So
and that gives,
if you would catch it as the library is going to do a trial period of going fine free, we will in January and see whether it has a positive or a negative impact on our funds. Is that the way you state it?
I just think we should say that people are having a hard time right now, and so to help people, we're going to continue with fine free through December the 31st.
Okay. Put that in the form of a motion. Before I ask you that, does anybody else have
The only thing that ought to be added to anything if you go for a policy on it would be that after X number of weeks, my recommendation would be 3, that we send the paper
Bill did. But that seems to be a practice done with most libraries that have gone fine free. After 3 weeks overdue, the patron gets an invoice.
All right, ballpark figure. Roughly how much of your patron usage goes longer than that period in being overdue? Of the overdues, I would say half of the ones that make it to the point where Doris pays attention to 2 weeks, half of them, we have, they go up to $5 a minute for the time. Again. All I can really tell you is it's $4,000 and some dollars pretty consistently every year. Take in from Paul Jason. All right, if that money is, if we forsake that money, if you anticipate what kind of donation increase might come to offset that loss?
Can you tell, have you seen any numbers on donation increase?
I did not from my memory. But it was brought up with the Midwest Library in Warren County. But I have seen it in action in Grundy County, where they have a donation jar. And if they're overdue with the book, there you say there's no fine, but we'll be happy to take a donation. And they'll stick a dollar in the jar. Some of the libraries also have for photocopies. So if it's the 15 cents per photocopy, they'll stick a dollar in the jar. It's when people are forced to pay, they feel like they're being punished, then it's a negative interaction. But if you make it a positive interaction, then you end up getting their generosity. A specific example was in Franklin County. They did not waive their fines, but they did have automatic renewals set up on their Verso system. So even though a mother thought she was 2 weeks late with all of her children's books and DVDs, she didn't owe anything. She didn't realize it, and she broke out into tears.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I was on the board for probably about a year.
Can't hear you, Charity. Can everybody hear Charity?
No.
No.
Okay,
no,
I Charity, can't hear we can hear you.
Gone.
There you are, Charity. We can't hear you. We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now we can hear you.
I don't know what I did. What I was saying was, I was a board member a year and a half before I realized I didn't pay fines.
Uh-huh.
So every time somebody said, no, you don't owe anything, I would just drop it in that red wooden box.
Okay.
I think that you'll find that more often than not. If they can, people will do that.
Okay. Does anybody want to take up Rayanna's suggestion that we put it into place on a trial basis and revisit it in January, and that we publicize that because things are so difficult for all of us, this is the procedure the library is undertaking for the next 6 months? To help people out.
Rhea, make it as a motion.
Rhea, do you want to move or somebody else?
I can move that.
All right, you like that way that I phrased it?
Yes.
Okay, then Rhea moves, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Gary seconds. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, passes, Rhea. Got that clearly as to what approval is for. Okay, anything more on that issue? Nope. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. New business, moving on to new business, if you're looking at your agenda. Slate of officers. Brent and I had a little tete-a-tete about this, and we sort of thought that with the approval of the board and with the approval of people currently serving, that maybe we ought to leave the slate as is, and Brent is very willing to continue at the helm of things for this next year, because we have so much going on, and we look to be, you know, hiring Rita's replacement this year. And so the stability of the board, Brent said, and I agree with him, is a good thing in a year of such flux. What do you all think?
Well, you're going to have to get a treasurer because I'm going off the board.
Okay, so we would have to fill the treasurer's position. Anybody else out there willing to step in as Rhea's replacement on treasurer? The silence is deafening.
It's not hard.
All right, well, let's have it this way then. With the exception of treasurer, we'll leave the other three officers in place with the board's approval. That's acceptable. Is that acceptable, Terry?
Yes.
Terry, are you on board?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good to me.
All right. Any other discussion? And then I'll tell Brent this, that Rhea goes off, and so you'll have to work on the treasury position. And if anybody gets an incredibly strong yearning to be the treasurer, please let Brent or me know. Okay? All right. Any motion to the effect of what I just said?
Can I make the motion?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay. Charity so moves. Don seconds. All in favor of that kind of approach to a slate of officers for? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Okay, Rhea, friends.
Yes, we'll be meeting again next week. Phone Weaver decided she's got too much going on. So she had been our first hope for the speaker. So the group got together and they are going to ask Lynn Tolley to come back. They are asking for somebody that they think will draw a crowd, because we don't know where we're going to be in October.
Okay.
And we had a sellout with Lynn Tolley before. So, and we have a second place and a third place, but they felt like they felt comfortable that she would draw the crowd.
Okay.
So I'll know more.
I agree with you. We
could have sold more tables last year. So the last time she was here. So I'll know more next Tuesday.
Okay. Anything else other than speaker for the luncheon?
That's what we spent our time on.
Okay.
Maybe looking for some new table sponsors too.
Okay. All right.
And hope that the ones we have will stay with us.
Okay. Then that takes care of the Friends report. Personnel committee, that is I. I will tell you that we have had no new applicants beyond the three that we had as of the April meeting. At the April meeting, you may recall, we decided to extend the deadline to the end of May. Well, that is Sunday, and I've had no additional interest. So we currently have three candidates, all three of whom have assured me they are still interested in being considered for the position. But after May 31st, the committee will start to set up an interview process, and hopefully this will go very, very smoothly. and we can let Rita go on to her just rewards after all her hard work. Retirement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, secondly, board membership second terms. Rita, can you address this? And who goes off other than Rayetta?
Sure, I thought I gave my list off of my narrative. But it's Rayetta, and Charity has already expressed an interest in returning for a second term. And let's see. Brent, Rayetta, Charity, and Don. And then Henry in November. So we don't have to do anything about Henry until closer to November, but Rayetta's answer is Charity's answer is, so we need to hear from Brent and Don. And Brent pretty much answered yes. We need to take the presidency. Right. So Don.
Yes, I'll be glad to say that.
Yay! Yay. Thank you. Okay.
And let me say that even though it says that's my first term, I've actually served 6 years this time. Yes. So it's time for me to go home.
Well, we'll let you. We'll miss you, but we will let you.
Thank you.
but we may reserve the right to call you when things are testing for your advice. Would that be okay?
That'd be fine.
Okay. All right. So that leaves us with what one position to fill. Is that right, Frank?
Just
where it is. That's
where it is. Okay. Yeah. I will say that Lynn Hewlin had told me that Irby Simpkins has said to her several times that he would like to come on the library board. He is a member of the Friends group, and when I leave, you're going to need somebody who is a liaison between the board and the Friends.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
In addition, May George, who works for Atmos Energy, has expressed interest in.
So we have two people who are possibly interested in taking this position. Okay, well, that's good. At least we have two who have openly expressed, you know.
Yeah. If you're looking for a lawyer, because we don't have a lawyer now, I wondered about Ralph McBride. Now, I haven't said anything to anybody, but he and his mother are pretty loyal to give gifts to the library, and I wondered about Ralph.
Okay.
So, see, you got several good names there.
Right. Okay, Rita, then I guess it falls to me to get in touch with asking these people if they would be interested, and we will take a vote. Is that the way it works?
And then we submit a letter to the agency that is in charge of both that particular batch of ordinance, either the city or the county.
Okay.
And they send the approval back.
Okay. All right. Is that something that everybody feels like they can agree to? We have these three names as a possibility, and we can approach them about their willingness. You know, two have been proactive in saying their interest. What do we do if we have an abundance of candidates and not enough slots? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, When Brett gets back, let me run this by him. If it's all right with you, as he usually comes up with an idea or an angle on something that I haven't thought about. So would that be acceptable? We do not have to confirm this until the June meeting, right?
Right. It will leave you in July more than likely without a full board.
But only for July.
But only for July. Usually they get the appointment done, but they only need one.
Okay. Is that agreeable to everybody?
Yes.
All right. I'm moving then that we investigate these individuals' availability and willingness, and then Brent will weigh in on how to go about making the proper choice, since there are three people here as possibilities, but only one open position. Is that agreeable? Anybody want to move to that effect? Henry, so moved. Second, Charity, all in favor of adopting that process?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That's the way we're going to do it. Okay. All right, so Henry, Community Relations.
Okay, the grant we were working on for the video and security enhancements at the library is going to be sponsored. It is part of the package that the city of Shelbyville is going to submit for the CARES Act funding,
good,
whatever that is.
Yay, excellent.
Great, Henry.
I think if we could get more details on the numbers, name just left me, our IT person, did she ever meet with you in detail on getting the numbers together?
Actually, I have asked Margaret to get some numbers to you and
okay.
The lady's name is Baker, is that right? I'm working on her name. All I can get is Joanna, and it's not Joanna, but anyway, Margaret, I will get her to get some numbers for sure. She's been working on them.
Okay, I think we need them sooner rather than later. I think last month we thought we had a whole year for this application, but apparently they're letting it go in phases, and we're ready to apply, I think, in June.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ask Margaret to get right on that and get those collected information with the numbers to you as soon as possible. Okay.
All right. That'd be
anything else? Any other comments?
June 15th is the deadline.
June 15th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything more, Henry, or is that pretty much your show?
I think that's it for today.
Okay. Thank you. That's very good news. Very good news. All right. Al's not here to speak for property. Can you fill in anything in terms of property concerns?
We're doing pretty well right now. It's not really property, but the shelving arrived yesterday, the $22,000 worth of shelving, if you guys had approved before, we're okay to get on. So we're starting to get that unpacked, and we'll be taking time to put that together as we can. And other property, I was never told about it, but there was a water bill out behind where the dumpster area is, and it didn't have a lock on it, and somebody got busy and turned it on, not library staff. Probably people experiencing homelessness. And fortunately, the city was able to give me the one-time waiver, so that was a lot of city money, and I could have a lock on so it won't happen again. But that was kind of upsetting because I had no clue. Never heard that one in the walkthroughs at all. And go in your book.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. When those shelves are completed and everything's kind of set up, you might want to have a picture in the Times Gazette, because the Friends gave a lot of that money, and that would look kind of neat, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, that takes care of property. All right, read a librarian's report.
I have been working hard. I had hoped to get it for this time, but I didn't quite make it. But I have almost broken down and renumbered the entire policy manual. And there's one policy that needs to be rescinded that has to do with offering the director a contract amount each May, which Pat didn't know anything about it. Nor did I. So that will, I'll be putting that out and just ask if you guys can rescind it. And I think in the circumstances we're in right now, once you see it, if you want to rescind it and vote, then that can just get out of there. Everything else I've got broken back and moved into categories where it's going to be so that you can look through the manual. It's subject, we've got a subject arrangement, and you can say, 7.3 doesn't work anymore. Something like that. Everybody can consult, but all have hard notebooks to have. Okay. So I hope that will help. I'm thinking I will try to quit being part-time on the 26th of June, but I certainly will come in and make sure that the money all takes care of it. Okay. We're doing okay on that part. Anything else? Nope, that's it.
All right, unless anybody has something else that they feel was not included in the agenda but that we need to address, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Okay, who was that?
Charity.
Charity Boone's the second.
Sure.
Barry seconds. All in favor?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here. And our next meeting is June 23rd. It'll be interesting to see what the lay of the land looks like by that time.
Sure.
Yes. Thanks a lot. Everybody stay safe and be well.
Y'all have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you.
Everybody.
All right.
Have a good day. I'll slide on out of here.
Okay.